Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Cause I still remember. And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Hello to episode 218.
We welcome you.
We are your hosts, Indian Carl
Sagan and White Terry Saltine Cracker.
Saltine Cracker, is that your new phrase?
Yep. I'm a 16 saltine. It's like a three dog night. Welcome to episode Hangar 18. Which we spoke about Megadeth's anarchy on the last episode.
I used to hang out. Did you ever hang out down at Hangar 18? It used to be an old arcade.
I did. It's by where Subway is now, right?
Yeah, and it was dark.
Dude.
Remember when arcades were, like, dark? You could barely see. There's probably, like, people doing...
That's the way Ground Control and up in Portland is, and Level Up down in Eugene.
Nice.
Really dark.
I remember a lot of combs on games such as Track and Field, you know, where they had the little...
Oh, yeah.
Where you'd get the two buttons going at the same time.
With your pocket comb?
Yeah, with your pocket comb.
With your banana handle on it, sticking out,
yeah.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to go down there and hang out and try to pick up chicks.
Oh, really?
And I saw a thing on the internet the other day that said how to pick up chicks. And then it showed some little chicks, which are actually baby chickens, and it showed them picking them up. The proper way to pick up chicks. But yeah, we used to go there and play video games with my old buddy John Brown and Stan Cusick from Complete Ag Resolutions.
Nice.
And John Brown from Sparks, yeah. Nevada. Hope you're listening down
hey,
there,
Stan,
buddy.
Hey, Stan, send us in some Hangar 18 stories. We want to read them on the air. And
we used to come. We used to go there in his 69 Super B.
Wow.
He had
What's
a
Super
run.
B?
It's a car. It's a Dodge. He was a Hemi man. It had a 383 in it, I believe.
Wow.
It was a good one.
Wow.
If I'm misspeaking, Stan, send us an email and we'll email you back.
I want to hear some tech.
He's got a race car now.
Well, how about just any old 80s arcade stories?
Yeah.
Back in when...
Did you ever used to go to Charlie's Pool Hall in Eugene back in the 80s?
No, I didn't get to Eugene much in the 80s.
We went down there once or twice, and it was more like a pool hall, and it just had a lot of pinball games, and it was kind of, I don't know, it wasn't before video games were big, because video games have kind of always been big, but
yeah.
It was more of a pool hall. That
I
was
love
kind
a good
of
pinball, though, man. Pinball's where it's at, you know, in these days of now.
Hell yeah, and they've at Level Up, and I've never been to Blair Alley in Eugene, but they've got a lot of
I have
of
not either. Is
machines.
That up from Blair on Facts of Life?
No, it's from the Blair Street in Eugene, which is a shady part of town, but a good place for playing pinball.
Let me tell you about Blair from Facts of Life.
What about her?
She's on bitch. Survivor.
Really?
Yep.
I don't like Survivor, really, but that's cool. She's on Survivor.
Yeah, also, Jeff Kent from San Francisco Giants.
Hmm. Wow. Hmm. Well, he's on Survivor? Is it a celebrity edition or something?
No, they're just there.
How? I don't understand how you can be allowed to do that.
They're just in, you know, they have that who's going to recognize them thing going on. Like
you better recognize.
You better recognize, biatch. Because they try to blend in, you know, because you don't want to be added as a celebrity. Otherwise, they'll think, we don't need the money, and then kick them off the island.
If there was a celebrity on Survivor and I was me who is not anti, but I'm not a celebrity, uh-huh. I would vote them off.
Because they have the money already?
Yeah.
Or because they don't need the more fame?
Both.
All right.
Because they don't need the money and they don't need the fame.
What if, though, let's say you were on Survivor with Will Smith, right?
Okay.
And similar to Snoop Dogg going to Jamaica, you go to this island off of Cuba.
Uh-huh.
You're there with Will Smith on your team. You guys become close. You become fascinated with tossing rhymes with Will Smith. You know, you convert to rhyme tossing. And, you know, and so there you guys are writing rhymes. Would you then kick them off? I mean, because you guys are like quick bros. Writing rhymes, you kind of want to keep writing with this guy, but, you know.
I don't want to write with Will Smith.
That sounds like a song right there. I don't want to ride with Will Smith.
It's a true story.
I don't want to borrow his pen.
I'd borrow his pen.
You would?
And then I would just, like, throw it. I was watching that show you
told
me. What
if that was his one luxury item that he took to the island and you just threw his pen?
I was watching that Impractical Jokers show that you told me to watch. Dude, I was cracking up. And, like, so they're on the street and they're trying to get people to sign petitions. Uh-huh. But they didn't know what the petition was until they got...
He's like,
he goes, you want to sign a petition? And the lady goes, sure, what is it? And he flips the paper back. And he goes, like, it's for people who are still virgins and not by their own choice. And it was kind of
Yeah.
Or and then like this one lady gave him his pen.
Breastfeeding of adults in public or something like
that. This is for the Public Masturbation Act. And the guy goes, oh, hell no. He turned around and walked out. And then the other one, he's like, okay, now ask her to borrow her pen. He goes, no, just fucking throw it like Elway. And he just chucks it. And she's like, I paid a lot for that pen. It made me want to do a show. You know, it just sucks when you see a good idea like that and you kind of just wish. Yeah.
I should have thought of that.
Yeah, or just wish that you could steal
it. I mean,
yeah,
you know, I mean, everything's stolen or borrowed.
Right.
You put your own thing on it.
Yeah.
It's like we could do the kind of Tosh thing where we just have a bunch of writers sitting in a room and then one person stands up there and throws out the 10 jokes we thought of.
Right. So,
you know,
hey.
I mean, not just say, you know, I mean, he also does skits and he's, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to just bash Tosh, I guess. Even
Tosh bashing.
Who cares, really?
Tosh bashing. He's rich anyway. It doesn't matter. We can bash
like
him.
Gives a shit what
It'd
I
be like
anyway.
Bashing Pepsi or Budweiser and thinking it might tarnish their fucking business.
Yeah, or like they would give a shit.
Yeah. But anyway, happy Monday to y'all. Hope your week's starting off good.
Yeah.
Didn't get to these topics last week, but I'd put out a thing on my Facebook page. We had a guest, so we talked about other stuff. But our
super fan Jared Nelson.
Yes,
let's
that's
give
right.
it up to him.
Thanks for being on the show. Go check out his videos. Go to sickdaddy.com/superfan.
That's
and
right.
You can watch over 200 videos of local bands.
Hell yeah, he's got some great bands in there.
Yeah, and so go check those out. But our other number one fan from the east side of our continent,
Adrian Bacon.
Yo, Adrian Farrell. I posted a thing saying, what's got you up in arms or what's grinding your taint or
yeah.
what I put. He said
I told
what,
him what it, whoever answered that too, the first person to answer that wasn't me, I would send them a poop noodle.
Well, it looks like you got a poop noodle good to send out to Adrian Bacon Farrell.
All right. Send me your address, Adrian. I'm going to send you a poop noodle.
Free of charge. It'll be COD though, so you might have to pay for some. And that's not Care of the Devil like AC/DC. That's cash on demand or delivery.
They
whatever.
Had a song, Care of the Devil. Was it
yeah.
a hit?
It was from For Those About to Rock. We salute you. It wasn't a hit.
COD, Care of the Devil.
That's not very.
How
good.
Many of their How many of their songs had the started lyrically with the
Satan?
No, with the three syllable
TNT. T. I'm C O D.
Hey, Al's
back. O C D.
Okay. Anyway, sorry, Adrian. He said what has his arms up this week. And it's not in his yin yang, it's up in his arms. He's up in arms about parents who let their kids run around in a store and pretend that they can't see the little shits yanking stuff off the shelves and dropping it on the floor, or pretending that they can't hear their kids screaming loud enough to break glass. Oh, look, little Johnny is just expressing himself. Jeez, Adrian, calm down. You sound like you're mad. Did I just read that into that? I mean, that's just what I got from it.
Yeah.
Then, to top it off and to see that it's just not me, fuck off, you bitch, little Johnny. Little Johnny's going to get a kick in the face if he doesn't stop. Here's a little bit of advice to you, Mr. Bacon. Don't kick kids in the face in a store, because you'll probably get taken to jail. That's frowned upon.
That is true.
Socially.
All right, when you think of these kids, though, in your mind's eye right now, are they wearing red and blue shirts with the letters TNP on them?
TNT?
TNP.
COD?
TNP.
Terrence and Phillip?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I farted. Did you just pull my finger?
Those guys are kind of like the pegs in a life game.
Yeah.
Did you ever just put pegs in those just for fun?
No. I never even thought to do that.
Is that really fun?
I'm socially... I don't know, because I never got to try it.
Did you ever enjoy life? The board game life.
My favorite part of life was spinning the wheel. To see how many times around you could get it to go. Or you just kind of cheat and just go... Oh, nine. Yay. I just had a can. Oh, go to college. Yay. You get $2,000 broken.
You get double salary.
But yeah, let's see here. Speaking of Adrian, before we move on, I'd like to thank that cool dude for turning me on to the fact that the Trailer Park Boys are coming to Portland. He was upset because they're not playing in his neck of the woods. And
you know what he said?
He said, "You lucky slugs. Trailer Park Boys are coming to Portland."
Sweet.
And so thanks for using our phrase there. You could use that while you're tossing rhymes. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, rhyme tossing.
You lucky slug, son of a bug. I got my dick in the mud. That's a recurring theme from Dick in the Mud. But anyway, back to Trailer Park Boys. The two times that I got to go see them, it was just Ricky, Julie, and Bubbles. And then Randy and Leahy Skyped in, which, of course, anyone who knows anything, it was pre-recorded, and they pulled it off really well.
What about podcast favorite Cyrus?
What about him? I haven't heard anything. I messaged Sean McClain and told him about this show, which it's the Dear Santa Claus Go Fuck Yourself tour, and he hasn't got back to me yet. He's been kind of off the grid for a while, so I think he's got some stuff going on or whatever. But the last two times I saw Trailer Park Boys, it was at the Aladdin Theater, which is about 500, 550 capacity. This place is the Portland Center for Performing Arts, and it holds 880.
Thousand.
So, no, 880.
Thousand.
Hundred. 880,000. So it's going to be a huge crowd.
Get your tickets. It does sound like it, man.
I didn't know they had indoor venues that hold almost a million people, but that's pretty awesome. Them things must be looking up for them Trailer Park Boys. But yeah, and then I posted a thing.
You could probably do it with dollar sale tickets, right?
Trying to get the words out there to my friends to let them know to make plans for November 27th. And from my friend Phil, who was the original person to ever turn me on to Trailer Park Boys, he said... I should find it so I don't misquote him. He said, "I knew there was a reason why November was a three paycheck month, and something about getting the piss jugs because we're going to see the Trailer Park Boys." And that's the cool thing. Leahy and Randy will be there. Never got to see those guys.
Yeah.
He'll be there at the cracking dawn, which must be his Ricky-ism.
Cracking dawn.
Yep. Cracking dawn.
Cracking dawn.
Isn't that the new Twilight series movie?
Cracking Dawn. I committed to watching those.
Breaking Bad.
When the new one comes out. When's the new one coming out?
You committed?
Yeah.
They have another one?
Well, it's the part
with your committed partner?
Yeah.
Well, then you kind of got to do it, but I feel
Yeah, well, whatever.
Hi-oh!
You know, it's just 8 hours, I guess.
Hey, you know they have those things that go, they're like contacts.
But they go on the outside of them.
Yeah, you can close your eyes and then put eyeballs on your outside.
No, dude, I'll just put pieces of popcorn on them.
Abba de booba.
One popcorn, and I'll smack a cookie dough bite.
So I think it's been like 2 or 3 weeks since we mentioned our Facebook page. Go there and like us because it makes us feel better.
Yeah.
It's facebook.com/tagcast.
Can you believe
we've only had like 3 likes since like 3 weeks? And
yeah,
can
you believe we're almost halfway through the season?
It blows my mind. Time flies, like I said when Jared was here on Friday. Time flies when you're living.
Yep.
I don't know if it was after we were off the air, but we were talking about that it had been 4 years. I think we were on the air.
4 years.
But we've only had
scores.
We've only had like 3 new likes in 3 weeks. So give us some love. I'd like to shout out to Mistress Gray Morning from Rock Out Radio. She recently liked us. And
thank you very much.
Kathy Nolan, the lady that got me the 24-pack of Mountain Dew. She
thank you very much.
Us. And some other person, Tomix Garza.
Thank you very much.
Tony Borer.
Thank you very much.
I don't know these people, but
Thomas
cool.
Garza sounds familiar. Thank you guys for enjoying it.
Atomics. Like Atomics without the A.
Atomics.
Atomics Garza.
Atomics Bitchwax.
So, yeah, it's not really true, but did you have a good weekend?
I did. I watched all the Coen Brothers movies.
I watched 2/3 of Blood Simple a week ago.
I didn't watch
and I'm
going to
rewatch that one.
All
and
of it,
then I'm going to watch Miller's Crossing in its entirety because it's been years since I've seen it, and I need to check it out.
You know, as of True Grit, the Coen Brothers have released 15 movies.
Holy shit.
So
Holy
a little while after that, I released a bracket. Like a March Madness bracket. I know you know what that is because sports. And
I love sports.
So,
fucking refs. Jesus.
So
that was last week.
Yeah, it was probably this week, too.
Yeah,
don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But so I created a Coen's bracket. Now, 15 movies, there had to be one with a bye. And I want to know if you think this is deserving of a bye. But I went by the movie scores of Metacritic, which like combines all the scores and then gives an average.
Right.
So the number one movie, according to that, was The Big Lebowski. Do
of
you think
course.
That deserves the bye, the number one seed?
I think as far as...
I mean, we're eventually going to work them down to a winner anyway.
As far as popularity, widespread, and cult status, Big Lebowski.
Right.
Definitely because of the dude. Right. And just the, I don't know, for some reason, that one is... When I think of Coen Brothers... Number one movie, I think of that one, not just because... I don't know if is it best in sales and stuff?
No, it's just a combined critic score average.
Ah.
So,
well, I think it's,
you know...
I think it's deserved.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so this bracket, like, has pairings of different things, and you can go... I have a Facebook page called the Coen Bracket or something.
Hmm.
You can go there and cast your vote in the first round, which has... different matchups, such as it's got some interesting ones too, like True Grit versus Miller's Crossing, like the Western versus the old kind of
gangster
Western, like No, The Man Who Wasn't There, No Country for Old Men. They're all about man versus men. Oh, brother,
totally
Where Art Thou versus Fargo, two of their most popular movies. That'd be a hard choice to make. But the one I wanted to talk about today, I figure like maybe once a week we'll talk about one matchup.
Okay.
And today's matchup is the number 4 seed Raising Arizona versus the number 13 seed Burn After Reading.
Wow.
So
I'm going to have to say that I disagree with the rankings.
Really?
Raising Arizona... way long, farther ago, so I guess it has more time to gain more fans and build more momentum, or maybe for the critics to like it more. But while it was funny, it was a little bit too campy and goofy for me.
I think,
I don't know.
Personally, I think it's a little bit dated.
Well, of course, wasn't it like 88?
Yeah, I don't think it holds up maybe to time. I don't know. I think most... many people probably more like it on the nostalgia level. I was never like a huge fan of that as like a movie other than it being a Coen Brothers movie, you know?
I like it better when there's more like storylines interweaved, like in Burn After Reading, where you've got all these different things and then they all come together.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely they're more mature in the writing, I guess that would
because, you know,
right
you got Frances McDormand and she's working for that, I don't remember the company right now because it's been a while, but and she's wanting to get some kind of cosmetic surgery, and her friend is Brad Pitt, who is the gay physical instructor or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then for just the way things connect, I don't want to blow it for anyone who hasn't watched it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I won't go any further than to say that once things start happening and you're like, whoa, that's the same of this person and this
one. It's very well written story tied together and everything.
Whereas Raising Arizona, of course, they were younger. They were less experienced.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that has a huge cult following, too, and a lot of people just really love that.
And it probably launched Nicolas Cage's career, did it? Or was
Pretty much, I guess,
he was in
Valley Girls or Valley Boys.
And then he was in another big movie, wasn't he? Like The Outsiders or something around that time.
He was in something with Sean Penn about the moon or something. Where they were like 50s something. But he had a few movies, but I don't think there were really any big ones. I can't remember what big one actually broke him to be the whispering Nicolas Cage is today. Did you
see that? He's totally different today, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I think
like
so.
He's a caricature of himself.
Exactly.
So what Burn? So you think
like,
you're Burn after reading?
I think Andy Samberg does a better Nicolas Cage than Nicolas Cage.
He probably does.
But anyway, I would have to say Burn after reading. If I'm going to be in this bracket picking stuff, I would pick them if they were against each other.
I do believe that I would go.
And then would you have a large group of people watch the two movies and then they'd have to decide which one won?
Sure. Well, I mean, like I said, I got a bracket and I'm hoping to get a bunch of votes in it. You know, to get everybody involved in that wants to be involved. You could go over there on the Facebook page and, you know, it'll link you to the quiz. Yeah, it's, you know.
And I think it might be because it's so, like, goofy where they kidnap the kid and stuff in Raising Arizona. That, I don't know. That's why it doesn't really stand up. Like, I like the movies better that really get you almost emotionally vested in the movie.
Yeah.
Like No Country for Old Men. I was so, and my wife as well, was so upset that that guy went back to bring that guy the water. He was dead anyway. Remember, he got the money, he came back, and then he left again, and his girlfriend was asking him, where's he going? He's going to take that Mexican that was going, water, agua, agua, bringing some water. That's when the people found him. If he would have stayed, they would have never, I mean, it had the tracking device and whatnot, but.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I watched that weird looking guy that had the fucking cattle thing that went with the air tank and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Fucking weird.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah, it was a weird movie.
So I was like up in arms, speaking about being up in arms and stuff that really like got me worked up to where I just really was enthralled in the movie and wanting to know, oh, fuck yeah, I hope he gets away. And then I'll have to watch it again because it's been a while. I watched it 2 or 3 times, but the ending pissed me off. And I don't remember exactly why. And I don't want to send out a spoiler to anybody who hasn't seen it. But if you haven't heard of it,
we should talk about that matchup next because it's the man who wasn't there versus the. Have you seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
With Birdie? Are you familiar with that one?
Yes.
And No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll try to watch both of those before next week as I eat some nice Lay's barbecue chips. I almost got some today that were. Ultimate Ruffles sour cream and bacon potato skins. But I thought they were going to be too hard and crunchy for my teeth. So I got the regular barbecue soft glaze ones that are just thin.
Yeah.
But it reminded me, they got some new flavors coming out, and they had one that I don't think I'd seen before. It was...
Cow pie potato chips? Did that one get through?
Yeah, that's the one that made it. No, there was one I can't remember, but it reminded me of the roasted chicken chips, but it wasn't chicken. It was BLT. BLT chips.
Yeah.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich chips.
You like those?
I never tried them. I just saw them on the shelf today on the way to the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yep, and it came up to like something 93, and I didn't want more pennies. Do you hate pennies? Do you deal with pennies?
Abraham Lincoln, dude.
But do you save them, like, ever? Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on acid.
Yeah.
It's a new listening device. You take LSD and you just hear Tagcast podcasts in your mind.
Yeah.
He's fucking got BLT chips.
I don't have pennies.
Do you like keep them in your pocket and like use them for exact change, or do they annoy you?
No, I'll collect my change, but those are the ones that I'll jump in the coin star.
Oh, so you keep them in a jar?
Yeah.
You keep pennies, okay, because yeah, I do too. I've got one of those big, I don't know who remembers that. I think I mentioned it on season one, my party ball. It's a Bud Light party ball, which is a 5.5-gallon ball.
Yeah, weren't you going to have a podcast where you just shake it every week so we could see how full it gets?
Yeah, I guess. I don't remember that, but I'll go with it. No, but I keep pennies too, and I don't really like spending them, and the reason I'm asking is because people have talked about pennies being, like, deleted from the system.
No.
You don't think that'll ever happen? Do you? Would you not like that if that happened? Or would you be happy? Because there's a place in Morrisville, Vermont. There's an owner of a Power Play Sports. It's a store.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to simplify their cash transactions at his store by rounding to the nearest nickel. And most of the customers say it doesn't really matter to them. And that it's
better. Don't notice.
Check transactions, credit cards are the same.
It's a mind thing, though, because...
So you still pay to the exact cent when you're doing checks or credit cards, but if you're using cash... Yeah. Now, it says they round it to the nearest nickel. Now, sometimes you're going to be paying a cent and a half more, or a couple cents less, probably.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, is, you know, it's a marketing trick, though, because... The mind's eye thinks
$2.99
opposed to $3 is a bargain. I busted out these.
I'll try them. They're BLT chips.
BLT chips for you.
They might be a little BLT. Stale,
and
we'll see how I feel.
Classic like BLT. Nothing. Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
I can taste the tomato.
Can you taste the lettuce?
No. Nope.
What would you expect to taste when you taste a lettuce chip?
I would expect a greener chip.
Do you get bacon in there?
And more seeds.
You get bacon in there?
I can't even taste the bacon.
What about like sour cream?
It's weird. I just kind of taste the taste of BLT. I can't taste the separate tastes. They found a way to recreate the full mix of bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, and lettuce.
What tomatoes. Kind of bread, though, is on there?
It looks like toasted wheat. I can't eat these more like a joke. If I liked... Man. So go to Lay's.com and do us a flavor, and you could win $1 million.
You're not sponsoring the cast.
Oh, sorry. Fuck off, Lay's.
I have some lime ones, too, if you want to try those. Have you ever tried those?
I think... No.
Limon.
I think Frito-Lay has a kind of a monopoly off a lot of the chips. You know? So yeah. Fuck those guys.
I wasn't a big fan of the BLT chips, so, to be honest with you.
I'm not either. I don't really like tomatoes, so I don't eat a lot of BLTs. So when I did eat them, I take the tomatoes off, and you could still have the tomato slime and
then you have the BL.
Seeds.
You're just drinking you're just eating a BL.
Better
a BL.
Better than eating
Allie McBeal.
Better than eating a BM. Have you ever had a BM?
Is that bacon mayo?
No, it's a bowel movement.
Hey-o!
Speaking of bowel movements, my buddy Bobby Jordan on bowel movements. I'm calling you out, brother.
Uh-oh.
I'd like to say KTF.
What?
You know what that means?
It's
how we sign off when we used to write letters to each other.
KTF, it means...
KTF.
KTF, it means...
I saw it in the bathroom.
Kill the fucker.
It could, but it means keep the faith.
Oh.
And it said that on Judas Priest, Defender of the Faith. And this is a thing for
keep
us.
The faith.
So actually, I don't think he sang it. It said it on the back of the album. But I was at the speakeasy at the Yob show last Sunday, not yesterday, but the weekend before, and it said KTF on the bathroom stall. Made me think of Bobby.
Nice.
But that's not what I'm calling you out for, Mr. Jordan.
Uh-oh.
Last podcast, you guys said you were going to once a week and you're going to do 4 shows in 4 weeks. And I believe it's been 4 weeks and you haven't even done one. And I know your response. We here at Val Movements do what we want when we want, and we don't do it on anyone else's terms. And so I'm probably sure the more that I bitch about it, the longer you'll wait. But not really bitching, just asking and jonesing. I need my Val Movements fixed. You know what happens when you don't have a Val Movement for a long time? You get constipated.
You do.
It's constipated. Constipitated and skipalack. So you guys better get on it because I'm fucking sick of waiting. I'm going to unsubscribe to your podcast. No, I won't because I'm not.
It's only been 4 weeks, though, right?
Yeah, that's normal for them. They do one every 3 to 5 weeks.
I know, man.
We do three.
Oh, we do
3 point something.
We do 1 every 4 weeks. We do 12 every 4 weeks.
Yeah, and you know.
And probably a bonus one.
When we were doing 2 a week with bonus
odes.
And 4
Zappacasts.
When we were doing that, and Bobby said it to Danny over the internets on their podcast, he said, well, good for them. Glad that they're so ambitious and have so much time. Like, we're just like, ain't got nothing better to do. It's not like I'm not playing shows every weekend and be sure to stick around after. Oh, not today. Just on the other days we have plugs, but usually we drop them on Mondays because some of the shows are done. But anyway.
Mondays drop off.
Drop off.
Drop off Monday.
Have you ever had a girl?
Who are you dropping off today?
A girlfriend. I'm dropping off the kids at the pool.
I have had a girlfriend.
You ever had one that owned like one of those little poodles or a little toy dog? Not a real dog, but one of the smaller dogs. Like, you know, like they carry in the handbags, but not necessarily that they carried. Like a little poodle or anything.
Yeah.
Never, you have had a girlfriend with one? Have you ever beat her with that dog?
No.
It's good because you would have got arrested. Crazy Florida stories.
I might have beat off to the dog.
He beat off a dog.
What?
Red Rocket. No, I thought you did. This is a crazy Florida story. Authorities in Florida said that they arrested a man accused of using his...
A man accused?
He was accused of using his live-in girlfriend's small dog as a weapon to strike her during an argument. You think it hurt the dog?
Or
I think it hurt the dog worse than the chick.
Depends on where she got.
She's like, ow, ow, ow. And so the dog's barking and she's crying and whining. It's a crazy story.
Is that like an Aerosmith song? Crazy whining and crying.
But you almost think that he has a pretty good reason of beating her. The lady and her daughter came home, and then he apparently. And this is air quoted by the girlfriend, freaked out when one of them tried to smoke some crack. So, you know, if your girlfriend and her daughter comes home and they pull out the crack pipe, I guess
crack
it's like,
pipe.
What do? You grab the dog and you beat her with it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to consider, right, like, say, you know, you're just tired of them coming home with a crack pipe. You know, you've tried slapping them.
All right, you bitch
tried,
slapped. Hey, that's an actual bitch slap because it was a girl
tried,
dog.
Yeah, that's true. You tried like locking him in the room, and nothing works. And I mean, at some point, you're just gonna grab the nearest object and start slapping her with it, whatever it is, right? And that just happened to be the dog that day,
which is a bitch.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he is actually the first person in history to bitch slap someone literally.
I don't know.
Have you ever slapped
anybody with a fish?
No, but I've
seen
it.
Do you desire it?
I think it'd be
kind
of fun,
fish.
But I don't really like grabbing a fish, and I think if it was heavy enough to slap someone in the face, it'd probably slip out of my hands through the tail. But
it's like you could use like a 15-inch trout. But if somebody like said, hey, slap me with a 15-inch trout, would you do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Only if they let me film it. But I don't think
if anybody locally wants to be on YouTube and is willing to be slapped by a fish, I don't know what... We'll give you a couple t-shirts or something.
It's called the fish slap.
Yeah, if you
not
get
to be confused with a bitch slap.
Yep, just let Terry slap you with a fish.
Which, like, I just want to let you guys know, it's illegal in Florida to bitch slap somebody, which is hit them with their dog.
You have to bring the own fish, but this is going to be like olden days. If Terry does not deem the fish to be large enough, he's going to go out there and he's going to get his own fish.
Yeah, and I can get some big fish. It could be a sturgeon. And then you're probably going to need a surgeon. So this guy, he's swinging the dog around like a fucking flag and smacking her in the face with it and saying that he's going to kill it. So he got arrested, obviously. She was doing crack, but she's not arrested. But he was arrested for violence, battery.
Because they weren't there to see for crack?
Battery by strangulation, which is opposite from strangulation by battery, which is when you choke someone with a battery. You know how you can hook 9-volt batteries together? You just hook a whole chain of them together and you just choke them out with that.
Wow.
But he also got charged with tormenting an animal. So don't beat your girlfriend with the dog.
Is that tormenting, though?
I guess. He's swinging around.
Misuse of animal.
And even though the dog can't understand English, he did say he was going to kill the dog. So that's kind of tormenting.
That is true. Because they can pick up your tone. What's that guy Caesar says?
He uses a series of aural noises to calm
the dog.
His
show totally went down in popularity after that South Park episode.
Oh, I know.
And now it's...
Is you think that's why?
I'm just saying.
Huh.
That's a new segment of our show. I'm just saying.
It's like talking shit. We've replaced it with "I'm just saying." You know what I'm saying?
No one likes Candlebox. Just saying.
If anyone likes Candlebox, send us an email and we'll ignore it. Or just send it to contact@tagcastpodcast.com and make sure to put in the header, "I'm a loser because I like Candlebox." And then we'll know not to even open it.
If you like Candlebox,
we love you.
If you like Candlebox, though, you might be a bird.
We love you, but we feel sorry for you. You might be a bird. You might have a birthday. Hey, I know we usually do birthdays on only the days that we are, but because I was speaking to my friend Bobby Jordan, we're going to give him a early day shout out, because tomorrow, Tuesday, is my friend Bobby Jordan, our friend of the podcast, his birthday.
If I had a fax, I'd fax you over a Jaeger shot.
Yeah. And he don't drink much, but I bet he'd take a shot for his birthday.
Right on.
And the only other birthday, we'll get it out of the way, celebrity birthday today, fucking more SNL alumni.
Maybe just because they have so many.
And a lot of people don't know that this guy was on there, but mid-80s, Randy Quaid.
Ah. Is he crazy now?
He's 62.
Is he crazy?
Maybe. I haven't seen him in any movies for a while.
Who's the better actor, Randy or Dennis?
Better looking is Dennis.
A better golfer is Dennis. He's almost a scratch golfer.
I think I like the roles that Randy plays better, and maybe that means better actor.
What about Dennis in
White Noise?
No, what was the one where he...
Frequency.
He was in the little sphere driving it around.
Oh,
is that one of the Shrunken Kid movies?
Gay Cowboys and Pudding.
Wait, that was something like Disney movie.
I don't
Batteries
know.
Included, maybe?
I haven't seen a lot.
Short Circuit? No.
Short Penis?
It was something.
It was something.
Anyway, Quaids. Do you think they were on Quaaludes?
Maybe. They grew up in that era. Yeah. You know, whatever happened to Quaaludes anyway? They just turned into methadone and OxyContin.
They must have.
Because like when I was a kid...
Too expensive to make.
It was cool to have Quaaludes, and like we actually crushed up some Quaaludes and smoked them on bong hit.
Oh, really?
It's called a lude puff.
Huh. What sensation did that give you?
I don't remember, man.
Did you get more tired than weed makes you?
More
lethargic.
I don't remember, man.
You melted in the couch.
I was only like 9. Which is terrible, I know, but...
Terrible?
Like Andy
Bradwin.
Is it
terrible or terrible?
Like Andy Bradwin said, how do you even form sentences anymore if you've been smoking weed and doing other drugs since you were 5? Actually, very well I form sentences. Sometimes I say and but sometimes during my sentences, but I am pretty well articulated in my vocal capacities.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself. Did we ever find out who's on the show this week?
Carl.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Standard Ass Tagcast. That'll be the Standard Ass Tagcast. And then we got Seth Milstein couple weeks after that. Oh, we got Will Woodruff coming up. That's right. And Super Dave.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Super just Dave, giving you a little preview of what's coming up in the next few episodes or so.
Yeah.
It's going to be good times, I'm sure. We can get to what's in Hans's CD player.
What is in Hans's CD player?
Kiss!
Hans is a player.
Rock and roll over.
Rock and roll over. That's the one with the circle, right?
Yeah, and the kind of cartoon faces of them. And that had such hits. Well, not non-hits. It had Ladies Room on it. And it had...
Got me in the ladies room.
Yeah, that one. And now I'm going to draw a blank. But good job for listening to Kiss when they still had their makeup on. I can't believe you're not listening to Hell or Hallelujah. Yeah. But I'd listened to some death metal on my turntable recently, and I'd forgotten that my album of Order of the Leech by Napalm Death is like a purple kind of splattered vinyl, almost like my Accused fake tapes. And it's weird, though. I got it off eBay, and it doesn't. It seems like it might be a bootleg. I mean, it's, it says the record label that it's supposed to be, but it's just poorly put together, and like the inside of the thing is printed, and part of the sleeve is like connected. It's weird. But it doesn't affect the playability of the vinyl, so that's always good. So getting ready, trying to revisit all my old Napalm Death coming up for that show in November, which is going to be a good time. And we're going
to be a good time.
Going to try to get some kind of a interview of some sort with those guys. And even if it's a phone interview. If not, maybe I can talk to them outside the bar. Hawthorne Theater.
Buy them a beer for a couple minutes of this time.
Yeah, maybe bring the recorder just up there with us and just do it without mics. Or we could bring one mic and go, eh. Mm-hmm. And he's talking like this. Hey, do you like sushi? You ever eat sushi?
No, I'm not a big seafood fan, so...
Me neither. Especially, usually it's raw, a lot of raw sushi.
Raw!
So, I don't know, how close is Adrian
Raw's
Bacon
wrong.
To Montreal, Canada? That's right above, like...
Montreal, above Ontario, Montreal, Quebec. Where's Montreal?
Quebec.
I think Quebec is down below them, but I don't know.
It's on the east, though, over there, right? Montreal is above New York and Chicago, maybe?
I think so.
Maybe you know, Adrian. You know where you are. Well, there's a sushi bar in Montreal, Canada, that was forced by a court order to cover up their sign of their name, their business name.
Uh-huh.
The business name was Fuck You.
Uh-huh.
It's spelled F-U-K-Y-U, which is probably fuck you or fuck you.
Fuck
you. How you say fuck you
Fuck-ha.
In Japanese.
How do you say? Hello.
I saw Huey Lewis at Fuck You. He was eating sushi with Gwyneth Paltrow. But anyway, it's a Japanese word for a form of martial arts, but the landlord, LG Plaza, filed a lawsuit alleging that they never got permission to put the sign up in the first place because it says, fuck you. And the landlord thought that was provocative. That's a weird word to use.
Provocative?
Like, I want to fuck you.
Do you have a definition for the word provocative?
That means you want to fuck them, I think. I don't have the definition right here. But so, yeah, they had to cover up their signs. And the owner says that he doesn't believe that the financial impacts on his company will be positive. Be negative.
Why? Because people
won't
only
be able
go
to
his
sign.
Restaurant because it says fuck yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
He's like, hey, I'll meet you down at Fuck You for some sushi.
Yeah. Let's go down and fuck you.
I wonder how a Canadian person says fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck yeah, eh?
Fuck you, eh? Fuck you, A's. I pee for enjoyment, not for employment. Fuck you, eh? He's like, oh, you're going to have to take a urine test. I say, fuck you, eh?
It is our booked guests in a row are Carl, Will, Super Dave, and Seth.
Right on, and we might have a double dip on the Seth day if we can get Joshua Isaac.
Double dip.
Joshua Isaac.
Double dip. Double dip.
Dipple dip. Dip.
And we're rounding out on 11/17. We're going to have our season finale live.
Yeah, live podcast. Come back down to the Dixie and check it out. For those of you who were there for the first one, you know you had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And for those of you who didn't and don't really know about us, but maybe we could draw you there by this, probably the most credentialed, the most street cred as far as a comedian we got, Andy Andrist from the movie The Unbookables, which is either out or coming out soon with Doug Stanhope and Christine Levine and some other, I think four other comics. And
what would be great is to find somebody from Portland that wanted to go but was questionable about gas money, that wanted to like get in touch with maybe three other people that wanted to go from Portland to come down.
Because Andy lives in Portland now, right?
No, I just meant like get some people to caravan down from Portland to watch the show.
You know,
they could chip in some gas money or whatnot.
He doesn't do a lot of shows. I mean, he does shows around, and he performs at Portland at the Helium sometimes, and I believe he's touring from the 1st through the 11th is what he told us, as long as our date didn't conflict with that. And we could give him what he required to be there. And I think it all panned out, so it's all set up and ready to go.
By the way, which is the same number we talked about earlier, $880,000.
Yeah, that's all we have to pay to get Andy Andrus, because he's a...
So throw some 20s in the tip jar, that's all we
need. Yeah, because it's a free show. And to to think that it costs us $880,000 to get this talent, and then we don't even charge for admission.
Yeah.
You know that we're lying. We're totally lying.
I mean, I mean, it's going to be an awesome show.
Either way.
I'm loving it.
And I'm also curious of how the Dixie crowd is going to react to some of Andy's material, which that's why I'm hoping some of Andy's fans will come out and know what they're in for.
For sure.
I'm sure he's got some new shit that he's going to throw out there.
Yeah.
I've posted some videos so people can get a little taste of it and know what they're in for. Know that he jokes about some pretty harsh stuff.
Yeah, well, he can't, you know, I mean,
that's why
they don't call it the Unbookables for nothing, right?
That's right. And if you know Stanhope, you know, I saw some, and you can't really say anything about them, but I do. The comments on YouTube are ridiculous sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Kids get on there. But I was looking at some Andrist videos on YouTube, and someone said, he's clearly a Stanhope ripoff. Just the way he even talks and the jokes are clearly Stanhope's jokes, and he's a ripoff. And I saw him open for Stanhope, and it's just too bad that he wears his influences on his sleeve so heavily. And I don't really agree with that. I mean, they're in the same vein because they're both rude and unbookable. And
I don't
Frank,
see him as
I don't think they're
the
carbon copies or like.
No.
When
no.
I see Andrus, I don't think, oh, he's Stanhope.
But yeah.
That just goes to show you the people on YouTube, a lot of them might be credible, but most of them aren't. They're kids that are talking shit and just trying to get a flame
war
going.
They've probably never been to a comedy show live. They probably just know what they've seen on YouTube.
Right.
You know, and so.
And some of them were coming to his defense saying he's really funny. He might have had a bad set.
I don't think he's the same. I think Stanhope does a lot more like a political commentary, you know, in kind of a layman's way, I guess. I don't know if it's, I guess sociopolitical maybe, right?
Right.
Like statements on society and where we are and things that are fucked up and.
And just being really blunt and upfront about what he feels.
And almost, and I mean, he can, you know, he almost like rallies people around him.
Right.
You know,
and either they're really.
I mean, he ran for president as libertarian for a while.
But did he follow through or did he just go until.
No, he wasn't the libertarian choice selected. But, you know, I mean, he took a serious shot at it. I think they did articles on him and stuff. It was like 2008. But he took a serious run. But once, you know, they chose the Libertarian Party candidate. You know, he supported that guy or whatnot.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, and he wrote some stuff about, you know, what his platforms would be, you know, and, you know, common sense kind of
And I
stuff.
Bet he had people rallying around him and supporting
him. For
sure,
yeah, he does. And he does. He's a charismatic person. And
ones that do love him are really diehard. They're really diehard
fans.
Oh, for
sure, man. Yeah. Like Raider fans, if you know.
And he gets like one of those cult followings, kind of, where even though he's not in the mainstream totally, I mean, is he getting ready to do a Comedy Central Presents? Or
I'm not sure.
Has he done one before? I don't think so, has he?
I don't know. Well, he might have done a couple, I think. Maybe not. I don't know.
Huh.
It would seem pretty out there.
Yeah.
I don't think he generally does regular style comedy clubs. I think he does more like rock and roll venues, you know, because he's not really I think he's pretty far out there for comedy clubs as far as like going wine and dine with a girl and watch Stanhope kind of a thing, you know?
You're going to feel uncomfortable at some point during the set because he's going to say something about your cunt of a girlfriend who did something stupid.
Or
you know?
Just women in general.
And that's one thing that's kind of close. I mean,
jokes, you know?
All those unbookable guys and even Christine Levine, they are pretty apt to use the word cunt several times during their thing. And Andy uses it a lot. And some people just think that word kind of crosses the line. But when you're doing comedy, I think, you know, whatever. I mean, think what you want to think.
Hey, you can come down and laugh if you're going to be offended. When you come down to laugh, then...
He's last so you could leave if you're offended.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to pull out some of my dirtiest stuff, which I'm going to try out at the Down and Dirty Showcase October 14th, which specializes in the more risque stuff that you wouldn't normally do at, say, Helium or Harvey's or something like that. Or at the Dixie.
I might bring down, like, a picture of an old lady and, like, point at her with a big stick and show where I've penetrated her.
With your big dick.
Yep.
With my big stick. Yep. Hey, you want to buy a big stick?
Dactyl.
Big stick. You dactyl my big
granny
stick.
Granny dactyl.
Hey,
I was talking to a former guest, Don, today about getting some reverse dactyl action going on.
How does that work?
I don't know. He was saying that there is a couple ladies that...
Ladies.
Been talking him up, and he said... Two of their names are Lisa and Lisa, and I said, you're going to get yourself some cult jam.
Lisa. better than toe jam.
Ayo.
But yeah, you could dactyl.
Is that when you're like fucking their toes?
You could fuck them with your toes. You got 1 foot in one foot in the grave. Yeah, and then one hand in each one, and then you're orally pleasing the fifth, and that's like.
Well, that's what I was wondering, right? Like the reverse dactyl. Where would you really put the fourth? Right, you're like fucking on one, and one's like probably like licking your balls, or you know.
Oh, I forgot about the dick.
Whatever your preference is, and one's probably in your face, right? And then
four.
I
have an advantage.
Yeah.
Amputee advantage.
Yeah, but I mean, you could, stump. I don't know, maybe you got one like hanging on the back of your neck, all just like.
Got
know,
one
slide,
stump.
Gliding
a
on
stump
the
in the rump
neck.
And 1 foot in the grave.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh huh.
You'd have wow. to be a pretty big area.
See, now that's
there.
The kind of stuff that you're going to talk about. Amputee sex, sticking a,
yeah. and
a
that's
stump.
That's going to be great podcast material.
What you
going to
do with all
there,
that man. Stump? All that stump that's in your
yeah,
rump.
I hope that he will join us for the podcast. We really haven't gotten into details about that. But,
stump rump. Hey, what was like the worst, what we call capital punishment? You remember, well, you're a little younger than me, but. In school growing up, they're not really allowed to do it anymore, but back in the day, they'd spank you with a paddle that had, like, holes in it.
Uh-huh.
Or we talked about a teacher with a friend last week that asked me, did Mr. Carlson ever used to make you hold dictionaries? You know, you hold, like, three heavy books out to the side until...
No, but that's heavier. That's harder than it seems.
Oh, yeah. It gets harder and harder, yeah. Just like a penis at a porn show.
On Viagra.
But,
on
you
two
know,
Viagra.
It's not really allowed these days because of just the way society is. You can't really, the teachers, I don't think, are too allowed to have any kind of a corporal punishment of uh-huh. as far as smacking them or hitting them.
Yeah.
Check this story out. A guy is getting in trouble. He's from the Philippines, but he forced some of his students who are being too rowdy to eat notebook paper.
To eat notebook paper?
Yeah.
Is
and
that
the
really?
Yeah, the parents of the kid... They're pissed, and they want some kind of retribution of uh-huh. some sort because he forced them to eat several pieces of paper.
Like loose leaf paper?
Uh-huh.
One could they tear it up, or did they have to eat it as a whole wad? Or just, like, eat it, like, bite into it and tear it away?
Well, one of the students actually went through with it and was swallowing the paper and eating it, but the other pupil refused to swallow it, so he threw a chair at her.
The teacher threw a chair at the kid?
Yeah, for not swallowing the paper. You can't really do that.
No, that's a little too far.
Here's the funny thing. So the teacher in question was a past recipient of an outstanding teacher award. You eat that paper or I'm throwing a chair at you.
Mm-hmm.
You calm down. If you eat the notebook paper, it will calm you down.
What? That's weird, eating paper.
I mean, does that it doesn't hurt?
No, and I mean, like...
It's not going to hurt your system.
You probably have eaten your fair share of paper sitting in class bored as fuck anyway, right?
Or you got a napkin that's on a piece of pizza and you just accidentally bite a little bit of the napkin off. I've done that before. Pizza.
Or like an ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm. Burger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, you eat 8 spiders a year. I bet you eat at least 1 piece of notebook paper a year.
Yeah.
So I don't think that guy should be in trouble. Well, he shouldn't have thrown a chair at her. That's weird.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It just caught my eye. So the headline
paper.
Was,
what is it?
Teacher forces
that's
pupils
weird.
To eat paper.
That one guy from OSU, Oregon State University, ate paper on his own when he was drunk. Did you ever watch that?
Uh-uh.
He was a coach, and he was pretty hammered after a game, and some kids were sitting in the Denny's booth next to him, and he was eating his napkin. Like, he was forking it up off the plate into his mouth. And
are you fucking kidding me?
No.
That's
weird. You can watch it on YouTube, and then, yeah, he came out and had an alcohol problem.
That's funny, not to change the subject, but when I said, are you forking kidding me, I forgot that catchphrase when we were talking on Friday's episode about my father-in-law's kidneys.
Uh-huh.
She showed me the picture of those things, and I said, are you fucking kidding me? And she laughed hard. She goes, you should use that. Even the kids laughed. It took them like 3 seconds, and they're like, hey, I just got that. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Those are 8-pound
awesome.
Kidneys. So speaking of kidneys, and you were talking about forking things. This is a story out of Spokane, Washington.
Spokane sounds like a fork. Spokane.
Spokompton is what some of my friends call it that live there. Dana, the other girl, only other girl I name, know named Dana that I've also been intimate with. I've had two Danas.
So you know of other Danas that you just haven't been intimate with them?
No, only two ever. And I can't find many other Danas, and most of them are Danas. But Dana Link, or it's now Link, it used to be Dana Wenzel. She lives in Spokane, and so does Becky Cottrell, some girls that we used to know back in the day, and they say it's ghetto town, Spokompton. But up in Spokompton...
So it's Bremerton, because you don't want to be no Bremelo. She's just a Bremelo.
A Bremelo. Just a Bremelo. Well, this guy, he lost four fingers in a wakeboarding accident, and they recovered...
Was he not awake?
No, he was awake boarding. He was a wakeboarding. That's how my grandma used to talk when she was still alive, bless her soul. She used to put A's in between a lot of the words. And he was just a
running. I always carry my alarm clock when I'm going wakeboarding.
He was just a running down the road, and he was jumping around. She'd put A's in there. But he was wakeboarding, and he had an accident. He fell asleep, and when he was awakeboarding, he lost four of his fingers, but they recovered one of them from a lake trout.
Like on the same day?
Same day, a dude caught a fish, and he gutted it, and the finger was in there.
Oh, dude, he was totally fingering that fish.
He did. And it was out on Jesse's Lake, Priest Lake.
I was at Jesse's Lake.
No, Priest Lake. Wish that I could have Priest Lake.
Was that his lake?
Yeah, he owns it.
Oh, Priest Lake?
Yeah, Priest Lake in northern Idaho.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, like, they came to say something to him, and he was just kidding, and he said, let me guess, you found my finger in a fish.
And it happened?
Yeah. It had been, it was several weeks earlier. It wasn't the same day. It was several weeks earlier.
Oh, wow. So how did he lose it in a wakeboarding accident?
It doesn't say. It just says.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Wacky. Wacky, wild stuff. Hi-yo! So we're probably getting there pretty close. We got any other closing topics that we haven't covered that you have on your list over
there? We're on Stitcher now.
Oh, yeah.
You can listen to us directly on our Facebook page.
You can listen on tagcastpodcast.com.
You can listen on TuneIn.
iTunes. Mm-hmm. And if you do listen to iTunes, you should go there and rate us if you like us and subscribe to us. We don't have hardly any subscribers. I think people are just downloading it off of our page or listening to it on Facebook.
Or just download it a bunch of times, you know, go and click it a few times.
Click it or tick it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, we're going to arrest you. We haven't mentioned this for a while.
Don't shit in my oven and tell me it's brownies.
That's right. If you're feeling generous and got a couple extra bucks in your PayPal, go down and give us a click on the donate button. I'd like to thank the listeners for sending in some money. I got some new cans on my head.
Woo.
And that's not asses. I'm talking.
Yeah.
That's some nice cans.
Yeah.
I'm not talking titties.
I wonder
either.
If that means it's an ass hat.
What do you know what an ass hat is?
It's a casino I used to run.
Well, I know, but the literal definition of ass hat. Because someone had brought the point up on Facebook, and I didn't get to go back to the post to see if anyone responded to it.
Well, it used to be, it came from the Kevin Smith thing, right?
I don't know. That's why
like
I'm asking you.
Clerks or something like that is what I always heard.
What did you say? The Kevin Smith what?
Like Clerks or something like that? It came from there. Like somebody called somebody an ass hat. But maybe it came from before that. I don't know. But that was, I don't know the specific terms because but I remember looking it up when I was doing the ass hat casino.
Oh, well, you didn't think that it was an actual word?
Not at that time, no.
Urban Dictionary, ass hat is one who has had their head up their ass. Thus wearing an ass as a hat.
Yeah, there's other definitions though, right?
Wiktionary. It says the same thing. Someone who's had their hat up their asses.
That's very nice.
And there's other derived terms like ass hattish.
Ass hattery.
Ass hattitude.
Oh.
Ass hattery and ass hattie. See also ass helmet.
What about ass chappery?
I do not see that. Ass chappery.
Ass chappery.
You know what really chaps
ass
my taint?
Ass chappery. Well, really asses your chaps.
Isn't a chap like a friend? Hey, chap.
I thought it was like...
Hey, chumming for some chaps.
I thought it was leatherware.
Leather?
For bikers. Chaps.
Chaps, assless chaps.
Assless chaps.
So if you're from England, bloody old England, and you have kind of a flat backside on you, right, you're missing an ass, you got an assless chap. He needs ass plants in his ass hat because he's got assless chaps in his ass pants. Hi-oh. Does that even make sense? I want to wear assless chaps one day.
Assless chaps is chapless.
What if you had a chapped ass?
That really assless chaps my hide.
What if you had an assless chap while your asses were very full of chapped? Your asses
you had
were
a chapped ass?
I think if all you could wear was assless chaps, you would probably have chapped asses.
You would.
Especially if you were like a bike rider.
Or in the desert, you know.
Ooh. Never wear assless chaps in the desert. You might get stung by a vinegaroon.
Especially when you've just had your ass grafted.
Hey, we're playing grab ass at the pass. Hey, are we up? Are we
who's
done?
Who's passing gas?
Are we done?
Yeah, it sounds like it to me.
Hey, are you guys done?
Yeah.
Out there?
We hope you had a great Monday.
Yeah, we hope we get to lift your spirit. Some people
or
hate
whatever
Mondays.
Day it is, why don't you send us an email at contact@tagcastpodcast.com. And tell us what day you are listening to this show on.
Yeah, and what episode you're listening. Oh, wait, you'd be listening to this episode. This is episode 2.
And we will email you back, unless it's like 7 years down the road.
Did we say this was 218?
This is 218.
All right. That's
the one where Adrian Bacon won a poop blooper.
A poop noodle.
A poop noodle, yeah.
Give me a poop noodle.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, all you guys and gals and transvestites and hermaphrodites.
And shizabidizzles.
And Adrian Bacon's yin-yang. He's the yin to our yangs.
He is.
So tune in on Wednesday when we're going to have a special guest. No, wait. We'll probably have him on Friday. I don't know. But our next guest will be Standard Ass Carl.
Yes.
And we'll have a Standard Ass Tag Cast. But join us on Wednesday. We're going to do some humping.
Yep, and we will hump.
All right, so thanks for listening again.
Hump it up.
Thank you.
Rock on.
And metal.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com.
Get your music heard on the Sick Daddy Radio podcast. Go to sickdaddyradio.com to find out how.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.
Tagcastpodcast.com.